Episode 47. Drop it.
So I can pick it up.
So I have these one-liners. If I call you, whether you call me, I'll call you.
Yeah.
I'll say the one-liners. One was, tell me something good and stick to it. Mm-hmm. We had a show. The other day I said to him, y'all, I said, drop it so I can pick it up. And he cracked it. You laugh for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it caught me off guard.
And that's the best. Those are the best kind.
Right.
Drop it. So I want to explain what I mean when I say that. It's not just a saying. Uh-huh. In life, uh-huh. when you got good people in your circle, you can feel safe to say, hey, drop it so I can pick it up.
Right.
Because what you're carrying is good.
Right.
Success. Drop some of that success so I can pick it up.
Right. Exactly.
Drop some of that positivity so I can pick it up.
Yeah, spread it around.
Drop it so I can pick it up. Shout out to the folk that ain't scared to drop it so somebody else can pick it up.
Yeah.
That's good.
You think Biff would have dropped it? So let me paint the picture for you guys. I turned 55 last night, and we're at the bar. And as soon as we hit the bar... this guy, we're going to name him Biff. He orders a drink, and he's to my left, and he just joins our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the little khaki pants.
Dark blue blazer. Sky blue shirt.
Mm-hmm. Sky blue shirt.
Classic.
His hair is neat. Look like he'd been tanning.
And what was the voice?
And he had this look like Steve Austin, like $6 million man, like he moved his eyebrows
was up, right?
All right. Hey guys, you guys look like you're in shape. I swim.
I show what he said.
And I've been running in soccer and things like that.
That's what he said.
Yes, and hell, I've been in the steel business for 45 years.
No, how he say steel?
Steel. Steel business for 45 years.
So you got a picture of this. We celebrated his birthday. We at the tavern.
And he just hijacked the conversation.
The whole conversation. So me and Coach buy in. We don't even have to talk. We right now, we like, oh, this joke is content. He's content. I immediately, when he walk up, I'm naming him Bill. You know what I like about the conversation, though?
Yeah.
Is that he approached us as if we were just Joe Blows.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can sense that.
Yeah.
But after he started talking about his life experiences, I was in Jacksonville.
And I'm quoting spots and restaurants.
Right.
And messing him up.
That you really shouldn't know about.
He thought he was talking above.
Right.
And he didn't know.
And he didn't realize.
Right. He's looking at me like, how do you know that?
Then he mentioned the military. And you leaned back. He was like, hey, he was in the military. Yeah, I've been to Europe. I've been there. We still reeling this dude in.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, listen. The reason this is so hilarious is because for us, and I mentioned this to you before we started, everything now for us is almost everything is content.
Content.
Almost.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Within limitations.
Yeah, no doubt.
Life is good content.
Life is good content. Life is great content.
It is great content. Having said that,
give us our team music.
Welcome, man. Bro, I love what we do.
Alabama. You wouldn't know anything about that.
It was separate. You got to see how he swipe his hand.
And now it's 70% women and 30% men. When I was there, it was the opposite.
That's crazy. Welcome to Only Not the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose. We got the Only Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steel of Nation, since 1976.
We got the infamous Yoda Man, 1960. So look, that was very, very interesting, y'all. You had to be there.
Right afterwards, an 80-year-old Biff.
Right.
Comes in, same blue
Probably
blazer.
Probably 10 years older than the Biff that we just...
Same blue blazer. Had the same lean when he sat down.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, so shout out to the Biffs. You have to name him Biff. That's a suitable name, son. That was good. So look, we got to call...
Wayne the Bounty Hunter.
Let's see what's happening with Wayne, man. Let's get him on the...
Rock Walla Holla.
Right.
Hello?
Wayne the Bounty Hunter. Welcome to On and Off the Field. You know who you call, who calling you, man. What's going on with you, Wayne?
What's up, Wayne?
I don't know what everything is.
Rockwalla Holla.
That's what it's called. Yep, the Rockwalla.
Yep, the Rockwalla Holla.
Can we get one?
What's going on
with you, Wayne? Tell us something, man. What you got new?
What you got? You got us a bounty hunter story?
Oh, yeah, I got one for you today.
Okay.
There's one guy we were looking for him. He stayed out in the country, like. So when we got out there, we were looking for him, looked all around, couldn't find him nowhere. So we just got through eating some chicken. So he had a dog tied up out there. Dog seemed to be pretty friendly. So I gave the dog some chicken bones. All right? Yeah. So I untied the dog. When I untied him, he ran straight to where the man was hiding behind the chicken coop.
Man, the dog
gave him up.
The dog gave him up.
For chicken.
Hey, and he was mad as hell with the dog too. Yeah.
Oh, the dog gave him up over chicken.
Yeah, the dog sold him out for a piece of chicken.
That dog said, "Hell, let me go show you where you at, Mike."
Give you some more chicken.
You know, cause you know how a dog set up, you know, he gonna sniff you out wherever you at. He gonna come where you at.
That's right. Crazy. Right. Wayne, that was a good one.
That's why we're one of the best in the game.
Oh,
that
wow.
was good. Hey, can we get a Rottweiler holler before we go? Wayne
the Bounty Hunter.
Hey, Wayne, we appreciate you, man.
We
take
appreciate
care,
you,
man.
All right, holla back.
All right, all purple Rockwaller, feed him gunpowder.
All right, Wayne, take care.
All right, the Rockwaller.
Bye bye.
All right, Liv.
The dog sold him out.
Bruh.
The dog sold him
over
out.
That barnyard
now
pimp.
Now you know he was mad at that dog.
God. That dog said, "Hey, let me show you where
he
at."
He right here. Look.
He getting away chicken.
chicken. All right, so we got a new segment.
All right,
this is called a proud moment segment.
Okay.
So, I had a proud moment this week. Actually,
yeah,
I had two of them actually.
And I'm not gonna make light of it. I'm not gonna make light of it.
No, I had two moments.
I appreciate it.
And the first one was I beat my chess teacher.
Okay.
With he took my queen early in the game.
Okay.
And normally that's it for me.
Over with.
It's over with.
Okay.
I hunkered down, as they say, figured out how to win.
You maneuvered.
And I won.
Okay.
And so it was like a moment of passage, you know, because I was like, I finally did that, you know. And then I got on your tip with the exercise. I was doing pull-ups.
Okay.
I got to 10.
Wow.
I said, you know, I was doing 6, and I said, you know what, let me see what I could do. I said, push yourself, get 10. And I got to 10.
You know, I got to get coach.
I felt good about myself.
That's a huge accomplishment. Because, one, your first proud moment was, and I give you my two. I think I got two. The first proud moment was, like you said, beating your chess
coach.
Yeah,
John. I mean, he was.
Right. Shout out to him.
He's got skills. And so when to do that, I can beat him if it's even.
Yeah, with your queen.
And he messed up. With my queen.
But to lose your queen.
Lose my queen early in the game?
That's good.
Woo.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And then for the second one, I can attest to that one, calisthenics.
Mm-hmm.
Pull-ups, man, it's one of the hardest exercises.
The hardest, right.
Yeah, so for me, I think I got two proud moments. I think I'm doing more singing now as far as using my voice.
Okay.
Like in church.
Okay. Okay.
Not now. You know what I'm saying? In the right capacity.
Sure.
And
singing for the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
And encouraging people.
Right.
And then I think my second one is kind of matches yours. My I'm doing what I call black Supermans now. Shorties. I talked to you about doing shorties.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
The push-ups. So I was. Right. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
200 a day. You told me
you
I was
jacked,
doing.
Man, look. You look.
You told me I was doing.
You look Marvel.
He told me I was doing jail workouts.
Yeah, cell block workouts.
All right. It's all about the relationship segment.
So let me paint this picture for you. Picture a picture a panda, right,
mm-hmm.
with a small dragon on his back, you know, walking. The panda's walking. The tiny little dragon is on his back.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, which one is more important as the panda, the journey or the destination? The company, said the tiny dragon on the panda's back.
The company.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where did you get that from?
You know, I don't know, man. It was somewhere during the week.
Like a relationship.
I saw it somewhere during the week.
I like that dynamic that was painted.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You can appreciate
both the journey and the destination.
And the destination.
But also, when you think about it, is it yours alone or are you with somebody?
It's the company. Yeah.
That's people you come across.
Fire,
right?
Bro.
Right.
Class time segment.
Let's laugh.
Your mama so old.
How old is she?
She was there on the first day of slavery. Oh, my goodness.
Your mama so fat.
How fat?
She's on both sides of the family.
Man. Your mama so dumb.
How dumb is she?
They told her it was chilly outside and she bought a bowl.
Why do the Cowboys stadium need a big TV screen that big?
Why?
Because there's nothing to watch on the field.
Facts. An old man went for a physical and his wife joined him. The doctor asked for a urine sample, a fecal sample, and a sperm sample. His wife said, just give the doctor your underwear and more.
Just give me your underwear.
Morty. And his name is Morty.
A man went to see a lady of the night. The next day he found out that he had crabs. So he went back to her and complained, to which she said, for $5, what did you expect? Lobsters?
Oh, ew. Ew. Nasty lady.
First and 10.
Oh, man. Listen, coach.
Steelers traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys
for
draft picks for next year.
Okay. So before we go into the details.
Take a deep breath.
So I brought this up to you.
Yeah.
You did not want to talk about it.
No.
At all.
I'm upset about it.
Even though, listen, y'all don't understand. When I found out about it, I used to call him on the phone. Like, hey, man, what are y'all doing? Didn't even call you. I didn't bother you.
Right.
When did this happen?
Early part of this week, I believe. Yeah.
So I didn't even call him. Yeah. Didn't bother him.
Yeah.
I'm knowing, because we had just got through talking the week before. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, if you do this, you do this. If you get, come on, dude.
Yeah. I'm thinking Pickens on one side. DK Metcalf on the other side. I'm trying to wrap my head around Aaron Rodgers, okay? That's the first thing. So I'm like, at least if he had Pickens on one side and Metcalf on the other, maybe he might work for 1 year. Okay, I get it. But now you get rid of Pickens. Who's the best, one of the best wide receivers in
okay,
the league?
Two things I want to talk about. What did they give him up for? I mean,
the pick. It was a couple of draft picks, second, third, fourth
round. It really wasn't worth it.
No. I mean, it's a couple of picks, draft picks.
So now let's.
They're loading up on picks for 2026.
So let's go. Let's switch right quick. Okay, we disappointed with Pittsburgh. Mm. Dallas. You know what Dallas is to me? Mm. Dallas is that thirsty female in her mid-40s. Mm-hmm. She knows that her time as far as relationships is winding up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she's desperate for any man she can get to make her whole.
Right, right.
And she keeps adding bodies.
Yeah.
And she
it
still.
Don't matter what type of body.
She still lacks.
Yeah.
That's what Dallas is.
And that's what they're trying to figure, take Pickens. Because he was a problem. But to me, I'm going to give Pickens
his due. The dude is a beast, bro.
He's a beast. And he complained. He only complained when he did not get the ball. I watched him for entire quarters, running routes. And the quarterback didn't even look at him.
Who was Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at first. And Kenny Pickett. Eagles maybe back up.
He had Kenny Pickett
for 2 years.
Oh my!
With a terrible offensive coordinator, then he had Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, who were shells of themselves. He was complaining because he wanted the football. He's a beast. He wasn't.
I don't.
He wasn't getting the ball and then saying I'm complaining, or getting the ball and then running bad routes. It was because after five,
he wasn't
six,
getting the ball.
Times,
no rotation.
No, you come on,
not
man.
Even in rotation.
If you're not gonna look my way,
why am I running routes? Right, right. I've seen the best of them do that. Hall of Famers do that. They want the ball.
They want the ball.
So on whatever level of game, basketball,
I can't be mad at him.
I'm not mad at him about that. Mm-mm. So there's, I know. This might. It's almost a rhetorical question. So does what does this do for Dallas?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. If Dak can do his job, it all depends on Dak. If Dak can do his job,
hasn't it always been like that?
Well, but he's got two weapons now. CeeDee Lamb is good. He's a good receiver. With Pickens, they haven't had a Pickens. Pickens is better than CeeDee Lamb. The field. Pickens is better than the wide receiver one they have now.
You got Pickens over CeeDee Lamb?
He's better. Pickens is better. He's taller. Coach. Faster.
Yeah.
Can catch the same.
That's interesting. Yeah. So, hell yeah, hell no.
Okay.
Are the Steelers are the Steelers right for going after Aaron Rodgers?
Hell no. I think that was a... You got rid of
Roethlisberger. So, is it official?
Well, he's coming. Well, he had... No, it's not official. No. He had made a decision.
But
he signed a golf membership to the local country club. Oh, and something else happened. He's coming. You know how he is. But I want him now because we don't have anything else. So, I mean, I want him now.
You want Aaron Rodgers.
Who else are we going to have?
I never thought
they let everybody get away.
I never thought
we didn't have any to draft. We didn't have a... We didn't get Shadour to draft. Hell, I would have
rather y'all got Shadour.
I would have too.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted the guy from... Minnesota last year, played a quarterback in Minnesota. Vikings. Sam Darnold. I would have rather be
Sam what
Darnold.
I tell you about Darnold.
Yeah, I like
from
him.
USC, I like this skill set. The Jets get him, don't know how to use him, dude. That's they the ruin it. Come on, bro. Sam Darnold is a beast and he can run, dude.
He's good.
He got some good wheels on him. Yeah. All right. Most inappropriate fantasy football names.
Okay. So these are the most inappropriate fantasy football names. The first one from the Dallas Cowboys. I think he got his name from the Dallas Cowboys. Dacking off. The team dacking off.
Oh, really? Well, right behind him is Balls D.
And in third place, BJ Moore.
Oh, my goodness. Wonder what the BJ stands for.
BJ.
Ooh, Breeze. And then right behind him, Breeze Nuts.
Breeze Nuts. Breeze Nuts. Well, check out this one. And coming up in fifth place, Clapping Cheeks.
Hello, somebody.
Clapping Cheeks.
Hey, we're going to wind it up with the Commanders.
Ooh, the Commanders.
Yeah, I wonder where they going.
They going to Commanders.
Is they coming or going? Are they leaving the stand? Comics right. And cartoons.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
You ever watched them?
Which one's lab? He irks me.
That's Butthead.
Goodness. I'm very familiar with them. Do you watch them?
I have. It was like, yeah, Butthead used to be, dude, that was so cool.
There's a certain genre of cartoon that's out now. Like the Beavis and Butthead genre, what's the other one? The family, that cartoon.
Family Guy?
Like in that area, yeah. Like they kind of.
It's
they
out
edgy,
there.
Dude.
Very, very, very.
I think The Simpsons opened that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They were the first cartoon that was really, really edgy.
Yeah. Did like, you ever? The Butthead used to go, dude. I think I've been injured.
I've never no.
I got a big crack in my butt.
Oh my goodness, dude!
Did they do this the rock thing? They were like. Dun,
dun. I saw that one. But that's so irritating.
Right. But that's them.
That makes them popular.
That's what makes them popular.
How long has Beavis and Butthead been around? They're multimillionaires. Whoever created that.
I mean, that was...
It's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Black Folk segment.
Black Folk.
Bebe's Kids. Bebe's Kids, the movie, was inspired by the late comedian Robert Harris, known for its humorous take on dealing with bad... kids and the black family dying. Man, you know what? That says a lot culturally. He's expressing truth through that.
Right.
Even though it's comedy, but all of it is true.
Comedy based, the reason why it's funny is because it's true. Because it's true.
Right. It's like, ain't that funny? We laugh at pain.
Yes.
I think it's therapeutic.
I think that's the way that. You know, you could say that blacks have dealt with a lot of things through comedy and entertainment.
Yeah.
escaping out in those areas.
But I think just in general, humans in general, we learn to, when you can laugh at pain or laugh through trial or, you know what I mean? You can look at something that's crack yourself like, oh my goodness, dude.
It's therapy.
At that point, we cry like a baby. But now you can laugh, you know. That's,
it's therapeutic.
That's therapeutic. Therapeutic. Right. Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
All right.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the Safe Bus Company was a black-owned business that initially served the African-American community by providing transportation from 1926 to 1972.
What?
Eventually, Safe Bus became the largest black-owned transportation business in the world. You know, they started because of segregation.
Right.
So that's how it got started.
So look what happened.
But then they ended up picking up white transportation.
So from something
as well.
That was meant to be bad was birthed.
Yeah, this.
Wow. Yep. Safe Bus Company.
Safe Bus Company.
That's fire.
Yeah.
You see that?
Largest in the world.
That's a good, I guess, Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be?
Sure.
Come back, kind of come back. So, really
absolutely.
Is. It's a good
story. You got to think the dynamics from what that was birthed from, what they were dealing
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
And then you saying to 1972.
And look at from 26 to 72.
Yeah.
Look at the level of the opposition.
Wow.
In the 20s and the 30s. That's
50 years.
And the 40s. Sheesh.
Can you imagine the 20s, the 30s, then the 40s and 50s, and then those 60s?
Whew. Well, you know what? When they got to the 60s, that's when make love, not war.
The late 60s.
Yeah.
The late 60s.
So here comes some peace after all them years.
But you figure when Dr. King got shot, was somebody on their bus? How many people were on a Safe Bus when Dr. King got shot?
Wow. Mm. God.
Where were you?
Like, when, we didn't do a where bus. Were you when?
Yeah. I was on Safe Bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Random 3 a.m. thought. That was good. Random 3 a.m. thoughts. Mm-hmm. Do you think our government will ever deport an African American? Bloods, Crips, or lone gangs throughout America?
I mean, he's doing it for the Latinos, obviously, and there are, you know, certainly issues with, you know, rights of, you know, them. You think that'll happen with us?
It may, because you know the irony about this question is that I've already accused the government of being Bloods and Crips. Democrats, Republicans,
mm-hmm.
What color are they? One red and one blue.
Well, right.
And you can literally get killed for the one you represent. They're Bloods and Crips.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it White House gangbanging. But... So let me clarify.
I'm about to choke.
Like gang banging as in Bloods and Crips gang banging.
Right. No. Yeah. Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You can every aspect of it. It's dangerous.
Especially now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
they're killing people for whatever. What?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Disagree with us.
Disagree if you want to
and see what happened. Right. That's the culture we live in now.
Do you believe that? And I keep it tempered. Do you believe that the quote unquote powers that be can make moves under the table to, because somebody is not a Democrat or a Republican, and remove or raise or lower, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would think anything's possible in politics, especially when you're dealing with people hungering
because
for power.
It's so tainted.
Yeah, they're hungering for power. I mean, the way that our party now is acting, you know, it's part of it. I understand, you know, it's coming from their side, but there's a certain level of arrogant, you know, and mistreatment, like not enough
from help. Both sides. Are you saying?
From both sides.
Right. I totally agree. I'm glad you said that.
Not
enough help, bro. You know? That's crazy. Yeah.
It's like our country needs more help than anything else. And it seems like they're doing everything. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't like politics.
You said
anyway.
That too. That's why you're here. Okay, yeah. Health as well. So I jumped ahead of myself. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't read the script.
So tell them about your black Superman shorty push-ups.
Yes. All right. So I was
I got to tell you this. So the guy that I saw that put it in my head when I saw him on Instagram doing them, man, I had a proud moment, but it was a bad pride moment. Because right. I immediately, because I'm used to full ROM, range of motion, mm-hmm. calisthenics, mm-hmm. you know, I'm thinking, okay, right. clean range of motion, all the way up, all the way down. Right. But I saw him doing these shorties, and I'm like, oh, bro, you ain't doing it. So he came back with a really humble comment. He was like, okay, champ, you know, uh-huh. he was like, I respect that, champ. He's like, you just keep doing full range of motion.
Right.
You know, you ain't got to worry about it. So I'm like, you know what? I was working out one day training. I said, you know what? I said, let me try these Black Supermans, you know. So I start trying them. I do 20. I do a set of 20, right?
Right.
And I start feeling them because I want to build my chest. Mm-hmm. Shorties are built, they build your chest.
Right.
And particularly your upper chest.
Prison chest.
Yeah. It builds your upper chest, your shoulders, right. and your arms, of course. So, because you're under constant pressure or right. tension. Right there, man. So I do a set of 20. I'm like, I can feel that burn. That's which is what you want.
Right.
Don't run from the burn, y'all.
Right.
That's where you get your build. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing these. So I wind up doing 100. Just like five sets of 20. I do 100. Sheesh. So I go back 2 days later. Because I did them back to back, 100 days. So I go back 2 days later. I go to the guy's page and say, "Hey, listen, I want to publicly apologize for, you know, speaking against, you know, your Black Supermans and your push-ups because I've been doing them. Yeah. I can feel the difference already."
Okay.
Now this was a month ago, and so I didn't hear anything from them or whatever. But I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
But the Black Supermans, let me tell you something. They work.
Okay.
Just had, well, we call them shorties.
Right, right.
But, and he and caught call flack for it, bro.
Cell block right. workout.
He caught flack for it.
Really?
They ridiculed him. But I'm looking at his build, I'm like, let me try these.
Right, right.
And funny enough, I'm starting to develop in the areas that I'm seeing him develop. Like,
yeah.
Like you just say, I look jacked.
Yeah, the marvel.
I did 200 this morning. 200 Black Supermans. So guess what I did? So I did them in sets of 20. So the other day, which is what I'm working on, this is what I did. And we'll move on. I did them in sets of 50. I did 4 sets of Black Supermans, 50 at a time. Gosh. By the time I got to 40, I was burning. Right, man. Yeah, but I'm still there.
Yeah.
So what I did was I determined in my head I was going to do 4 mm-hmm. sets of 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you grunting.
That's 200.
Whew.
So my goal is to do 300 a day.
Biff would have been proud.
Biff.
Hey.
So you should try.
Black Superman. I want to know a Black Superman.
I want to know a Black
You don't know anything about that.
Y'all, listen. If you can see how he flails his hands.
Like with peons.
Right? You wouldn't know that.
Spinifi.
I was like, that's why I say he was condescending.
He was. But in a nice way. In a clean way.
It was a backhand compliment.
Yeah.
Like Stephen A. Smith.
But he had to relax with the condescending because we were checking him all along throughout the conversation.
With life conversations. Right. Like, yeah, but.
I once lived in Jackson, Mississippi.
You ever been to the Shapleys?
Shapleys? I don't know about Shapleys.
What about Charles?
He's not lying, y'all.
Charles? Oh, my. And an Italian place. Amerigo, yeah.
He was not lying, y'all. He is not lying. Dude was tripping me out. All right. Edible Evil Eats segment. All right. I got a feeling Biff going to show up a couple times. To show. What is processed foods? That's a good question.
So we all talk about. And plus, you know, we were at the place last night. They were talking about us, how we looked.
Right.
And
the female was.
Of what we were doing.
Yeah, me and Curious, too. I said, you better quit talking to me like that, girl. Go on now.
But you, and it's like, okay, but what do you eat? I don't eat processed food. Well, what is processed food?
Okay, yes.
I want you to think about this. Okay. I'm going to give you an example. When you eat something, let's say you ate an apple, okay?
Okay.
Your body digests this apple. And you shit it out, right?
Right.
That's process. That's the process of digestion.
Right.
So what chemicals have
done. Oh, my goodness.
They take that process.
That came out.
Right. That's the process. Then you're eating it. And so you have to, your body has to digest something that's already
been digested, right, bro.
Chemically.
That's crazy.
Well, let me give an example of a processed food.
Okay.
So let's say we're in the Gulf Coast, right? So crabs are big down here.
Okay.
So have you ever seen the imitation crab at the store?
Yes.
Okay. Processed. It's processed. You know how they, you know what that started as? It started as like this clay gook. And it's molded and then colored and dyed and then come out. That's when it gets a color.
Listen to this, y'all.
That's processed. It's processed. The burgers at McDonald's.
It's been processed chemically.
Right. Beef is not even. Remember that old commercial? Where's the beef from Wendy's? You don't remember the old lady?
I do remember that.
There's not much beef in these fast food hamburgers.
So that's processed food. So I'm glad you brought that up, because the other day I watched a video and somebody was like, they made this differentiation between food. They say God's food, and the world's food.
Right.
I like the term God's food.
Yeah.
So he's like, if you don't know what God's food is, and the world's food, he said, let me give you an example. He said, instead of drinking the orange juice, eat the orange.
Eat the orange. Right.
Fire.
Right.
Fire, bro.
Right.
That was crazy.
Orange juice has so much sugar in it. To start the day, first thing of the day, people have always taught, hey, let's have some orange juice. That will blow your sugar sky high, right? To start the day.
Instead of drinking the watermelon juice, eat the watermelon.
Eat the watermelon. Come on.
Listen, so instead of using onion powder, use the onion.
Instead of eating imitation crab, eat regular crab.
Right. That's crazy, bro.
Right.
That's the best example of process. I'm going to use that because I'm going to start doing a class, I think, coming up at church.
Okay.
So I've got them on. There's three phases.
Okay.
Of training that I'm going to introduce them to. And it's three phases of training that nobody can avoid. Water, diet, and exercise.
Right.
You can't, and in that order, if you don't drink water, then your diet, and if you don't diet right, then you're useless. Don't exercise. Yeah. You can't,
the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Right. You can't skip water. You
can't skip.
And jump to like diet. Or you can't skip diet and say, oh, I'll just work it off. One of the things I realized is that you cannot work off a bad diet.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
To all of those that say, if you're listening and say, oh, I'll just eat this, I'll work it off. You cannot work it off.
You actually have to work out twice or three times as much.
Because of that.
Just to break even.
Because you put three loads of clothes in the washer and it's only made for one load.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Bible mysteries.
Let's go.
All right. The authors of, I asked you about this before, but I wanted to reread it in a little bit. Bible that you gave me has the little instructions and behind the scenes.
Footnotes and all that at the beginning. Right.
So
history. Historical facts.
So in Samuel, 1 Samuel, it says the authors of the book of Samuel are unknown.
Right.
Traditional Jewish belief attributes the writing of the books of Samuel to the prophet Samuel.
Okay.
However, the text itself records Samuel's death in 1 Samuel 25.
Right.
Making it impossible for him to have written the entire work.
Exactly. So I think that that's really, really good, too. I think that it says it's true. Part of it was Samuel.
Yeah.
But I think after his death, and I try to locate whoever was close to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like somebody that could continue the writing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they were saying. It was two guys, It was some, I can't remember right now, but it was two guys that they had attributed some of the writings to.
Hmm. So I was trying to connect reading the Bible, thinking about, okay, who was there? And was there a scribe? You know, because that's who wrote a lot of stuff, scribes in the Old Testament.
Right.
See,
it confused me because when we watched that show about David and Goliath,
mm-hmm.
technically he would not have been alive
around
at that point
for that.
Right.
Right. For time. And you're right.
Right.
That's good. I like the fact that you do that. I love the fact that you do that. It's called time space history.
Right, right, right.
That's what we learned in school. But that's good. But I really, and I'm going to research that because I want to see who could have possibly continued the writings of First and
Second Samuel. They mentioned two names, and I can't draw in a blank now, but they mentioned two names of guys who
that's good.
Potentially would have been there.
Serenity Now. Winnie the Pooh. The lovable characters all have some sort of mental illness. Christopher Robinson, schizophrenia. Winnie the Pooh.
Eating disorder.
Eeyore the donkey, depression. The tiger, he got ADHD. Piglet, anxiety. The rabbit, OCD. And the owl is a narcissist. What? Let me go back over this again. Christopher Robinson, schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh. He got an eating disorder. Sure do, bro.
Yeah. The donkey.
He sure got depression.
And the tiger. Tigger.
Tigger. He got ADHD.
He all over the place.
Piglet anxiety.
Piglet was Winnie.
Oh. Wow. The rabbit OCD and the owl. Sure lives, bro.
Right. The whole cartoon is dealing with mental health.
Yeah. You know, they did a scary form of Winnie the Pooh. You see that? Basically, the premise of the movie is Winnie the Pooh's sick and tired and pissed off of everybody messing with his damn basket. You know, him and the, you know, Winnie the Pooh, he's right. Nice, his honey.
Right, right.
Winnie the Pooh said, the hell with it. I'm finna call a killing spree. So Winnie the Pooh goes through and kills people.
Come on, man.
Yes, it's a horror movie. It's trash.
I bet.
Yeah, but it's a horror movie. Mary's
Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
All right, brother. I'm locked in. I'm here like for this it, one. Brother.
All right. When Richard Pryor hosted Saturday Night Live, NBC executives were so nervous that the comedian was too dangerous for live television. So they insisted that the broadcast be aired with a 5-second delay.
I've heard that. Yep. Keep going.
This set the standard for live television broadcasts, most of which use a 5-second delay this day.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, they had every right to be nervous about Richard Pryor.
What you think?
Do you know, he's admitted some pretty Diddy type stuff.
Oh, well, he grew up in a whorehouse.
So
what do you think his foundation was about? I mean, he grew up in a prostitution house.
I heard him say, because guys used to hang with mm-hmm. him, Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
It was a couple more guys used to hang with, real tight.
Mm.
There's one guy, his name escapes me, but Richard Pryor say, I'm with all of the party, because they used to party with, come on, bro.
They were A-list.
A-list celebrities. So he's Richard Pryor.
And cocaine was so heavy
Richard
with them.
Richard Pryor say, with all the drugs I did, he said, I know I sucked a dick or two.
Look.
So what that says is, if you're saying that indicts Flip Wilson, that indicts whoever else was winning.
Well, Flip Wilson is. I think he's bi anyway.
You think?
Because he was more, he looked weird as Flip Wilson.
His name is Flip.
But when he was Geraldine, he looked normal.
His name is Flip.
He looked more like a normal Geraldine. We got to put him in this.
His name is Flip.
Hi.
Okay. Man, that's crazy, bro. All right.
Things that make you go, Former President Lincoln really died while laughing.
Huh?
And it was planned that way. Booth was familiar with that night's play and chose to make his move during the notable laugh line.
Wait a minute. No, read that again. Don't do that.
Former President Lincoln really died while laughing, and it was planned that way. John Wilkes Booth was familiar with that night's play and chose to make his move during the notable laugh line.
Are you freaking serious, bro?
Yeah.
Did he, like, admit that? Had to.
Yeah.
That's what? Y'all.
Because you got to figure no one's looking at that point. Everybody's in laughter.
So oh, my God. Yeah. See, he knew the script. He knew when the line was coming.
Right.
Bruh, that's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy. All right. Can I handle it? Did you know?
Go ahead. Did you know?
Sheesh.
It was illegal to joke about the former president of Zimbabwe, Kanan Banana. He knew his name sounded funny, and he did not like people making fun of it. Man, so he created a law to punish those that made fun.
I would have been in jail or I moved to another country because I would have been talking about that. Hey, bro. Banana.
Banana Manna.
Mr. Banana. Banana Manna Fufala. Bang, bang, bang. Banana, what was it? Banana Fufala. Boop. You remember that?
I do.
Banana Nana Fufala. Engineer, see if you know what it is, Geisha, when you hear this. And help us out, because shout out to the engineer, bro. I'm sure she'll find it. All right.
African proverbs.
Crazy. African proverbs. If anyone makes you laugh, it is not always because they love you. Whoa. This proverb highlights the importance of laughter and the different reasons people laugh, which can be a powerful tool for connection and building relationships, even if it's not rooted in love. That is intriguing.
Yeah.
If anyone makes you laugh, it's not always because they love you. What could be the other?
Just friendship.
I don't love you, we're just friends.
Yeah, casual friendship. Casual work connection.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, let's see what the Chinese got to say.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, my goodness. Bruce Lee said, don't speak negative. I should have just went on and did the Chinese voice.
Come on.
Bruce Lee said, don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke.
Right.
Your body doesn't know the difference.
Whoa.
Words
Bruce.
Are energy.
Preach, Bruce.
And they cast spells. Change the way you speak about yourself, and you could change your life.
I have to 100% vehemently agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says that.
Right.
As a man thinketh, and you speak those things. Okay?
Right.
So yeah, you could talk yourself into a grave.
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
You could talk yourself into a depression.
Yeah.
But that's the power of us.
And you could talk yourself into some positivity.
You
as
can.
Well.
Mm-hmm. You can. So I heard this guy say this one time. He says, he came up. He says, so what are you being? And I was like, what you mean? He's like, aren't you human?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. He said, okay. As a human, what are you being?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what you mean? He's like, you're a human being. Mm. So as a human, right. What are you presently being?
Right.
And
right.
That question made me back up and look and say, what am I being right now? Am I being positive? Am I being negative? Am I being
right.
A good influence? Am I being a bad influence?
Depends on what.
So
time
if you're listening
day.
To this, humans, at this point in time, ask yourself, what are you being right now? That goes right with that. That's good. That's really good. That's fire, bro. Listen, y'all don't understand how good this shit. Man, okay, now we finna see what the Tibetans
Tibet.
Gotta say.
Tibet.
We ain't never seen what the Tibetans Tibet. Gotta say, bro. We going far now, y'all. All right, what the Tibetans gotta say? The secret to living well is eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure. My goodness.
Huh.
Was Jesus a Tibetan? Yes, he was. And he is. That's fire.
That's fire. I saw that, and I added it actually this morning.
I'm going to put this
I'm going to put this on my Facebook
The secret page. To living well is eat half, which is a thing for that we need to, for over being obese and stuff. Just cut half of what you eat.
Right.
Off. Walk double. Walk. Right. Get out there, be active.
Right.
Get out there and be active. Laugh. Enjoy your life.
It's a laugh triple.
Yeah. And just laugh. And love without measure.
So, I can say for our show, mm-hmm. we the eat half, we got that.
Yeah.
I think the walk double, we got that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt.
I think laugh triple, we exceeded that.
Yeah.
We exceeded that.
Yeah.
And I think we love each other like without measure. My brother, I tell him I love him. You know what I tell him? I tell Coach I love him. He tell me that's something that I think men ought to not shy away from. There's nothing wrong with it. No, he don't make me warm and fuzzy in my stomach.
No, it's not like I got on those footies.
Right. Oh, Lord, mercy. Jeez, he got to bring up the footies, Coach. But no, seriously. But life, from a life standpoint, that's my dude. That's my guy, right there. For real, that's my brother. So, all right.
Two thumbs up. Mobland. All right. Now, first of all, if you do the search, there's two. There's Mobland, a movie with John Travolta.
Okay.
It recently came out. It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
It is. It's actually pretty good. You check it out. It's pretty good.
Okay.
He's a sheriff. And you got to check it out. But okay. Mobland, the series with Pierce Bronson. Ooh, is
Pierce Bronson,
fire.
He's a goat.
Yeah.
As far as the actor goes.
Yes.
Nobody really talks about him a lot.
He playing this role.
As far as goats go, he's up there. Tommy Lee Jones is a goat. He's
like, some of that's a freaking rot.
Yeah, dude.
Just a rot.
And he had to kill his best friend. His wife told. What do you think about his wife? Do you think she's vindictive?
She is off.
Divisive?
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, she got him. She got him to kill his best friend, dude.
And then she lied. She lied. On her own kids.
Who you think going to take her out?
Him.
You think?
I think Pierce Bronson. I don't know.
Do you think he suspects her at all to being behind any of this?
I think after this episode coming up, it's got to be.
She got to be exposed
because they know there's a rat.
Everything, dude.
They don't think it's because of your boy's wife. They think something with her. They think that's the rat.
Yeah, exactly.
But it ain't. Yeah,
she's behind
exactly
everything, mm-hmm. dude.
Listeners, check it out. Mobland.
Mobland is off the chain. All right,
an ode to McNutt. To find a kiss of yours, what would I give, Monica? A kiss that strayed from your lips, my lips taste.
To gaze at your dark eyes, what would I give, Monica? Like seeing the stars in the morning against the rainbow.
And to kiss your pure thighs, what would I give?
Oh, my goodness. What would I give, Monica?
Damn.
How you get that line? Yeah, travel through your eye segment.
Yes.
Santa Fe, New Mexico, known as the city of different, exudes a unique charm with the high desert landscape and a blend of Native American, Spanish, and Angolo cultures. Okay, let me say
it's
this.
It's fire. It's a beautiful place.
So I drove through there
mm-hmm.
on the tip of it.
Okay.
Going to Evergreen, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So we had to touch the tip of.
Okay. So you were coming from.
Yes.
Okay. I got you.
We came a certain way because of.
The weather.
Well, we had some plants.
I got you.
And we were trying to avoid.
I got you.
So in doing that, we touched Santa Fe.
Ah.
And you could see the difference.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
So I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know how certain states have all four seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Does New Mexico have all four?
Santa Fe, speaking of Santa Fe, I know they have a winter. Like, it gets cold there. Okay. It snows.
Okay.
Their summers
are brutal.
Their summers are actually not as brutal like Albuquerque and the rest of the state because it's elevation in the mountains.
Okay, so you got less.
So it's a little cooler.
Right, so you got less humidity, right?
Correct. Okay, right.
Okay.
Mostly sunny skies.
Is the air thin like in Denver?
No, not as much, no.
You know how it's hard to breathe in Denver?
It's not that high, no. Denver's a mile high.
Literally.
Literally.
And when we were there, we stayed 7 miles above that. Mm-hmm. We was
there. Santa Fe's not like that.
Okay. Yeah. It's plain.
No, it's not plain, but it's not that high, okay. Elevated.
The tip, mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
It's a beautiful city. Great food, arts. It's nice.
That's what I would be interested in, the local restaurants. Right. Yeah, it's, I would a love great that. Scene. Blue Bag music segment.
The Blue Bag.
All right.
You know why we call it the Blue Bag?
No.
Marcus, our first interview.
Memphis.
He had a tape bag with cassettes. This is back when I met him. We had cassettes.
Really?
Yeah. And he would walk around with all his, what he called pimpin' hits.
Okay.
And Hear My Dear was actually one of those cassettes in the tape bag.
So I don't know if I've heard that song.
Hear My Dear?
By Marvin Gaye. So,
man, you need to listen to that whole album.
So the name of the album is Hear My Dear.
So it goes behind the back scenes is he's married. He gets a divorce from Anna Gordy, who is Barry Gordy's sister.
Okay.
Barry Gordy, and they had all the money, lawyers, and they basically said the judge decreed that your next sales, because he had no money, he was broke.
I think you told me this before.
His next sales, all the, you know, that was to be given to
her. So he made that album.
Hear My Dear.
Wow. You told me that before.
But the sound of Marvin is different than the traditional Marvin that most people are used to.
Okay.
It's a little kind of like he's more like in a chill state, you know, and then he gets angry. And then he's kind of, you got to check it out, man.
It's a deep album. He was being spiteful.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. But it turned out to be, I think, one of his best works.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
Animal Planet segment. If a bulldog ant, which just sounds crazy, is cut in half, both sides will fight itself to the death.
That's crazy.
First of all, I need to see what a bulldog ant is.
A big
ant alone would ball up and bite you.
Right.
And make you notice.
Yeah.
A sloth can die of starvation with a full stomach if they don't digest their food in a timely manner. Wow.
You think they're so slow. You're talking about
slow metabolism.
Right.
Sheesh.
He's just standing there. He's like, I gotta go mad for
him. I'm starving. To death. And he's only a swallow away from living.
Right.
Just swallow it, friend. Just swallow food.
All right. Helpful hints.
Right.
1 minute of anger, lust, or greed.
Ooh, talk to me.
Can undo a decade or more of your hard work.
Ooh, read it one more time, coach.
Helpful hints. 1 minute of anger.
Preach, sir.
Lust. Or greed can undo a decade or more of your hard work.
Wow, we need to take up offering because you just preach, sir.
Preach.
Golly.
Right into the church announcements, baby.
Hold on, bro. 1 minute.
1 minute. Actually, it could be less than that if you think about it.
I
want to
say 1 moment.
1 moment, yeah.
It can undo it. Well, if you don't catch that thing. So, let me clarify this. When he says 1 moment of anger, not the emotion of anger, but the act on the emotion.
Right.
Because you can get angry.
Sure.
The Bible says be angry, it's a normal feeling. Don't act on it.
Yeah, it's a normal feeling.
So let me clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Not
the act of being
angry. Why? Right. The act of lusting, the act of greed can ruin it. The thought... You cast the thought down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once you have that thought,
a normal,
if you don't cast it down, you're going to keep focusing on it. You're going to wind up doing it.
Your eyes see a beautiful woman.
Come on.
You know, okay, you appreciate it, but then you can't go any further with your thoughts.
You have to stop it.
You have to stop there. And then it's not lust.
Immediately.
I call it the, when I call it the, like the NBA basketball in the key, three second lane.
Right.
You can't be in the key longer than 3 seconds, so don't stare long. Don't play. 3 seconds.
Listen, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Can a man take fire to his bosom and not get burned?"
Mm. I saw that's in Proverbs. That's in Proverbs.
You're gonna get burned. You take that fire to your bosom. They're gonna know.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Church announcements.
Hey, church announcement. We're going to get a church announcement. Love, buddy. The annual Health is Wealth Fast will start on tomorrow. For more information, email Nurse Dickums.
Okay. Nurse Dickums hosting the fast?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what? Mason had a lot of respect for Nurse Dickums.
He did.
Did he not?
He thought she was Mason. I appreciate
Hey, Mason, he's that good. The coach is that good, Mason. But we wanted
Mason was like, yes, ma'am.
No,
yes,
ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The annual Kids Pork and Beans Farting Contest will be held outside at our new softball field. Please, no one over 13, please.
Do you eat pork and beans?
No. I eat black beans.
I love black
beans. I like white beans.
Okay, I got to get on those. You lima beans?
Love lima beans.
I love lima beans.
Love lima beans.
So, the black beans, go back. Mm-hmm. Culturally, that's the thing in Brazil.
Right.
You eat them every day.
Yeah.
I was over there for 10 days.
Yeah.
Black beans.
All the time. Food. All the time. But I love black beans.
I love them. They're good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in fiber.
Yeah.
All right. We would like to welcome the altar boys from St. Catholic Church on MLK Street who are running away. I mean, visiting us today. Oh, this next one, I will not conduct myself according to this announcement.
The praise team will be collecting money for the annual P. Diddy Community Dance. This will be a BYOB affair.
So, am I right in assuming that the BYOB is baby oil?
Everybody bring your old baby up.
All right. So look, what do you think about? Are you seeing any other details that's coming out about
it? I haven't been following it.
I don't follow it on purpose.
Yeah, like, that's why I have. I don't want to know.
But
I'm going to wait till everything comes out, get the full synopsis.
But I have been seeing little stuff here and there, you know. And you don't know what's legit or what's not.
Right.
Especially some people put stuff on internet just for likes.
Right.
So, all right, you know Luke, what time it is.
Luke, I am your father.
BYOB, man.
All right, Yoda. Proverbs 17, verse 22 states, a joyful heart is good medicine.
Okay.
But a crushed spirit dries up the bones, highlighting the positive impact on laughter and well-being.
Right. So, true story. My uncle, who since passed, when he had cancer, and he was going through, when I would teach Bible study on Wednesday nights, he lived in Plano, Texas. He would call on the phone, put him on speakerphone. The Lord had given me this for him, because he was going through physically.
Yeah.
If you what you just read, laughter, basically is a medicine to the soul.
Right.
But harsh words or negativity rots the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that to him so that even though he was going through what he was going through, to try to keep him maintained, positive, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And even be around people that are going to say positive things.
Right.
The worst thing you can do when you're going through is be around a pessimist.
Will drain the living soul out of you.
They will drain the exact part. They will drain your soul.
Yeah.
To the point where you almost have to physically lay down after you deal with them.
Because it drains your purpose away from you.
It drains your purpose. Whew. Now, I'm not big on the word energy. I use that very, very lightly. But spirit, heavy on spirit.
Right, right.
That will drain your energy.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
So you have to, like the proverb says, you know, laughter is a medicine.
Right.
You know, you want to make people people laugh. You know, when I worked at the nursing home, I used to work at a nursing home. And the thing that I worked at for 5 years, and what I noticed was.
You did?
Yes, worked at the nursing home. Oh. Did dual roles. I was a maintenance man, and I did kind of housekeeping stuff.
Okay.
Learned a lot. Very perceptive when I was down there. I learned a lot, man.
Oh, that's my boo-boo.
One of the things. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? You know how she got it, right? You sent it to her.
Wow.
That's going to be on the blanket.
Okay, okay.
Y'all don't understand what just happened.
Dang.
Yeah.
I took that picture.
Wow.
I took that picture.
I wish. See, this is why we got to start doing video.
Yeah.
Because if y'all saw.
And that's Casper. That was our old dog.
What just popped up. And guess when it popped up during the Yoda moment.
Wow. Oh, man.
Did that do your soul good? Right
yeah, there? Wow. Because I just was looking at the screensaver.
I got screensavers on my
pick.
This is my wife's. That's not even mine. Those pictures are hers. That's not even on my phone.
That's the one I sent her?
Yes.
Okay.
So how did that pop up on that
TV?
Wow. Y'all don't understand what's going on.
So
I wish you did.
The screensaver's in front of me. And I sent some pictures to Coach's wife to do a blanket.
Blessing blanket.
And so a picture of my daughter when she was on the beach that I took of her. When I think she was probably like 8 or 9. It pops up on the screen. So like we're talking, doing this podcast.
This is crazy.
Here's my family. It's now it's a picture of my son and Mary at the
this
beach.
This is crazy.
Wow.
I think this might be the best Yoda moment we had.
Yeah.
And you're laughing.
Dang.
And you're laughing.
Right. Facts, man. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Laughter is a medicine to the soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Yoda!
Yoda!
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I actually found those pictures on my computer, some of them within a recent month. Some pictures I hadn't seen in.
That joke was cut up way back.
Way back then.
Bro.
Look at him. He was in. He wasn't even in high school. He was in elementary. He was in junior high school.
What?
He was playing. That's when he was playing football. For Causey. He was at Causey Middle School.
Look at that Joker's lats.
He got Marvel right now.
Look at his neck. I know. Y'all don't understand what we're looking at. This is probably the best. I think, listen, you guys may not be getting to enjoy this, but we are.
Hey, shout out to us.
That was wild.
All right, Derek.
All right, buddy, watch it.
Who do you think is funnier, Dave Chappelle or Eddie Murphy?
Listen, dude. I think stand-up, Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Movies, Eddie got him.
Eddie got him.
Eddie makes better movies.
Entertainment movies.
Far better.
Yeah. But regular stand-up.
Ten toes.
Well, at one point, Eddie was.
He did the Raw.
Right.
Case. But consistently funny.
Right.
Just would make you cry.
Dave Chappelle. Right.
Come on, bro. And again, I'm going to say this. I'm going on the record to say this. I said it on another show, and I'm going to say it on this show. Tracy Morgan is under freaking rated. Y'all need to stop playing with that dude.
He's good.
He, in a regular conversation, he will have you crying,
right,
bro.
Right. He's good.
He can do it sitting down or standing up. He's hilarious, bro. All right.
All right, Derek.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of Samford University? We met a guy named Biff, and he thinks me since he went to Samford University.
You went.
You peon. You went nothing about that.
I knew we was going to give Biff a hard time.
I swim, and I've played soccer for 45 years. And this is my favorite wife.
What was his? No, he said
of
another
all the
sport
wives,
that he played that made his knees bad. What was it?
It was soccer.
It wasn't soccer. It was something else. before soccer. What did he say? Oh, my goodness, I wish I could remember what that sport was. But tennis.
Tennis, yes.
That's
tennis.
What it was. It was tennis.
Tennis.
He said that.
He said that.
Tennis. Can you imagine your knees after 40 years of tennis racket courts? That was me. And then I moved on to my current wife, my favorite wife.
Oh, my goodness.
And she and Ooh, I. Oh,
he was arrogant, dude. Yes,
very.
All right, word of the week.
Word of the week.
All right. Elucidate.
Elucidate.
Right? It means to clarify or explain. Huh. Okay. Elucidate. I like that. Works such as theirs will help to elucidate this matter.
All right. Quotes of the week.
All right.
Maybe the journey isn't about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that really isn't you, so that you can be who you were meant to be in the first place.
Fire.
Yeah.
Paul who?
Paul Coelho.
Okay. Cholula, Cholula, Cholula. It's all about who stands in the rain with you when they have a choice to be dry. That is fire.
That is fire.
Yeah, I'm going to put that one on Facebook, too.
Get out of here, dude.
Get out of here.
The moment you compare, you lose sight of your own magic. Your journey is yours alone. Embrace it.
I like that. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. You can't damn someone who learned to shine in the dark. That's fire.
But Bane, didn't Bane say that?
He said, you adapted to the darkness. I was born in it.
Oh, come on. Someone must die.
You merely adapted to the darkness. I was born in it. Oh. That's a good bang, right?
Yeah, it is good.
All right. Yes.
Yes, big brother. Oh, Almighty. Any lesson you refuse to learn will repeat itself until you do so.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. So last Saturday, mm-hmm. I had the privilege to go to Metro, and I have the same privilege today, and I had a chance to minister to mm-hmm. some guys. So before I go, everything you bring up is crazy. Before I go, I had taken a nap. I was kind of tired, so I wake up. So, okay, I got to get my clothes ironed and go down to Metro. Okay, God, what you want me to say? I don't know who I'm getting. I don't know if I'm getting young boys. Right. I don't know if I'm getting old heads, what?
Right.
So I'm thinking in my head, okay, so I think, okay, that's what you want me to say, right? No. I start ironing my clothes. I hear... it's a parable about wineskins. Jesus used a parable of wineskins compared to your nature. He said you can't put new stuff in the old wineskins. New wine can't go in the old wineskins because, as you know, new wine ferments, it grows. The wineskin is already stretched beyond, so once it's going to burst.
Right.
It's not fit to hold new wine.
Okay.
Got to have a new wineskin to hold new wine.
Okay.
In a new nature. Your old nature can't handle new stuff. It's already stretched. Life has stretched it. Done. But if, so if you try to put something new in your old life, it's going to burst, everything going to spill. It's waste. It's useless, right? So he tells me this. So I don't know. So I'm on my way down to Metro. I get down to Metro. Only four guys show up. I'm like, okay, don't matter.
Right.
They come in. All four of them got on brown. That means something. And they change on. So they sit down. I pray for them. I say, okay. So I go over this. And in the midst of this, I make the comment. I say, you know, the Bible says that as a dog returns to his vomit, so does a fool repeat his own folly. You just said a lesson refused to learn will repeat itself until you do.
Right.
So the Bible proverbially refers to us as dogs returning to vomit. Right. As a fool repeating his folly. So I make that, right? So one of the guys raised his hand and he said, you know what, it's funny, Reb, to call you Reb, that you would say that. He said, because all four of us violated our parole. In other words, we did something else dumb to get us back.
To get us back in there. Wow. They repeated.
It repeated itself.
Wow.
Before I left, Coach, I asked God what to say.
Right.
He knew that those four guys were coming.
Wow.
And he gave me that.
Gave me the word.
And when I said that, one of the guys started crying. Just folded up, started crying. Like, reality hit, like, I just
fucked up.
Right, yeah. Again.
Again. Right. Wow. Heavy, man.
If you weigh, listen, if you were to weigh what you stand to lose before you do something that'll cause you to lose.
But that's the thing.
You don't do that.
Yeah. In hindsight, I'm 20/20, man. There's a lot. Whew.
So what do we do with that? From that moment, from that light bulb moment forward, you start doing it.
You got it right.
You start rehearsing to think before, count the cost before you do this.
Right, right, right.
That'll stop. And let me tell you something. This is so, for me, 100%.
Putting yourself in positions.
In environments that would dictate you doing something exactly. That you know you're into. Stay away from it, Rick.
I'm going to tell you, the best thing I've learned so far about chess, it's not about so much taking the pieces. It's being in position.
Right.
Being in position.
The right position.
Sometimes you take the pieces
And you're not in position.
You're out of position.
Golly, that's good, boy.
And if you're in position, you could win that game.
So positioning is everything.
Position.
Wow. All right.
To infinity and... Oh, no. Is that...
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about,
Willis? How you gonna skip, coach? What you talking about, coach? Becoming the best version of yourself requires saying a lot of goodbyes. Goes so good with what Big Brother Almighty just said.
Right. To infinity and beyond.
And beyond. I feel like I got to do that to infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond. Yay.
All right.
Nothing is empowering than facing the fear that controls you.
Lewis Howes. I gave a guy some advice yesterday on that. Like, step forward. Lost in Translation segment.
Okay.
Yoko Mishi, the stress of speaking a foreign language.
I'm going to tell you, my hat's off to all the people I've ever dealt with that speak a different language.
That are bilingual.
That are living here.
That are bilingual?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire. It makes me want to be bilingual.
It's impressive.
But it takes too long, so I can't learn it overnight.
Right.
You want to be bilingual overnight. That's sexy. You know, you want to be bilingual. Like, I can speak Italian.
You want to order some wine.
Right then, yeah. Say chambon. Chambon. Perception versus perspective.
All right. Hate has 4 letters.
Okay.
But so does love.
Right.
The word enemies has 7 letters.
Uh-huh.
But so does friends.
Okay.
The word lying has 5 letters. Mm-hmm. But so does truth.
Okay.
The word cry has 3 letters.
Mm-hmm.
But so does joy.
All right.
The word negativity has 10 letters.
Okay.
But so does positivity.
I like that. I had saw something like that before. Final drive.
Final drive.
Oh, boy. When the last time we did did we do a sex doctor segment last time?
Mm-mm. Mason was on.
Sure didn't.
Yeah, we couldn't do
that. We had to do it.
Yeah, PG rated.
PG.
This is definitely X rated.
Facts. Sex doctor segment.
The sex doctor.
Is that the Jewish
circumcision? Circumcision is the surgical removal of the foreskin. In the past, circumcision was proposed as a cure for conditions like paralysis.
Really? Mm-hmm. So,
can you imagine you faking paralysis, or you have paralysis, and they come in to cut you?
They ain't using no anesthesia because you're paralyzed.
If you don't move, then you ain't paralyzed.
Ooh, so.
Oh, the fear of being that will get you unparalyzed.
Transparent moment.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know why my mom didn't think it proper to have me circumcised when I came out the womb. Mm. I don't know what happened. Maybe she was in pain and she forgot that part. I don't know. But I was really, really upset with her by the time I turned 32 and I realized that I should get circumcised. So guess how old I was when I got circumcised.
What?
I was in my 30s.
Wow.
Listen.
My brother Rick in Carolina, the same way.
So embarrassing.
I thought mine was wrong because they had theirs.
You're not supposed to have a turtleneck.
Well, when I first saw it,
it's a turtleneck.
When I looked at it, I was like, what is that?
That's a turtleneck.
I had never seen anything like that. And I was like, what is that?
Almost like an anteater.
Right.
Hey, cut that balloon off of me. So I'm in the military.
Right.
Like, yeah, I need to get circumcised. He's like, what? And for health reasons.
Right.
Health reasons.
Right.
So
most painful thing, one of the most painful things, mm-hmm. and embarrassing. I'm wow. grown. You know, they was training somebody that week. Hey, so, you know, the penis says, the underside of the penis right here, and see, he has an abnormally larger penis than the average man. See, if you pull it over here, you see that right there? Can you see it? No, not that. Pull the other one. Not that one. Let's go of his testicles. No. And I'm laying there like,
oh, really? No.
Can we just get this over?
Get this over with. Just cut it off. Just cut it off.
And he's like, okay, buddy, you're going to feel like a little bee stinger here. That's the numbing.
Right.
Bee sting.
It hurt?
Bruh, they shoot you in your balls. Ooh, in your tip. Out. And in the woo. Tip. All around.
Eesh.
Yeah, two or three. Ooh, I said, hurry up and work. You know, but yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
All right, tongue twister.
All right, see if you can say this three times fast. Oh, my goodness.
Six, six, sheep, six, sheep, sick. Okay. Six, sheep, six, six, sheep, six, sheep, six. Six, six, sheep, six, sheep, six. Six, six, sheep, six, sheep, six. Boom.
Booyah.
Why look at that? I almost said the boo-boo word.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Rick, my precious, mm-hmm. what runs but never walks?
Your nose.
That is not the answer I'm looking for, my precious.
But it's a good answer, Gollum.
It is not the right answer that I'm looking for.
It made precious. You pause, Gollum. What
you
runs?
You want the ring? You have to answer the right eye.
All right, what's the answer?
A river.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You want another one?
Yes.
What has a head and a tail, but not a body?
A coin.
Ah, you son of a bitch. You got it right!
I'm catching up with y'all, bro.
You did good. All right.
That's what us pimps do. Pimp sing. Pimping ain't dead because I be the lifeline.
I think pimp, therefore I am.
That was too quick, pimp line. How does a pimp enjoy his tea?
Oh.
With a bit of honey on the side.
Man, a pimp without style is like a Cadillac without rims. It just ain't riding right.
Okay. When life gives you a pimp lemons, he makes sure to sell them at a premium. Ooh. When life gives a pimp lemons, he makes sure to sell them at premium. That's good.
Would you rather?
Uh-huh.
Be an extra in Coming to America or Friday?
Oh, my goodness, bruh. Mm. God, you going to make me... Hold on.
Would you rather be an extra in Coming to America
all right.
or Friday?
Okay, so I actually was in... I went to the neighborhood that Friday was
in. Y'all was in California?
Yes.
Okay, right, right.
I think I would rather have been in Coming to America. That's hard.
That's though, a hard one. That's geez, a hard one. Man. That's a hard one.
either
way, you go clown. Either way, you're going to clown and have a good time.
All right.
Yeah.
What's right. that smell?
What's that smell?
All right. So the senator last week was Nitro Red. I told you the story about it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, since then, I have made a major discovery.
Okay.
And I will be pursuing it real soon.
Okay.
Not only do they have a Nitro Red, which I possess, which is only $29 on Amazon. Go get it. They also have a white, Nitro White, a Nitro Blue, and a Nitro Black.
Ah.
Okay. Now, if you know, like I know, if you're a cologne connoisseur, anything that's black, Polo Black, any mm-hmm. version of a black cologne
okay.
is probably one of the best versions, smelling versions of it, usually.
Okay.
Polo Black, Dark Car Black, you know, anything that's right. the name and then black. For some reason, they always smell better than the other ones. And the blacks are for winter and fall.
Okay.
Right? The red is kind of dual. White is for summer, and blue is for summer.
Okay.
They give you the fresh smell. Mm. So you got nitro red, nitro white, nitro blue, and nitro black. You can get all four of them on Amazon for $89.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the scent.
That's the scent.
Yeah, bro. Well, scents of the week. And that, those and those four are good because you don't have to put a lot of it on.
Okay.
Because it lasts. Which is what I like.
Right, right.
I don't like no nice. Faint cologne. Yeah, brother. Nice. Let me get a lady's dad right there.
All right. Spelling bee.
All right.
Limerence.
What is that?
It's the intense infatuation with another person. She was caught in a state of limerence.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's L-I or L-Y. I'm going to go with L-Y.
Go with L-I.
L-I?
Yeah, go with L-I.
L-I-M-E. R-A-N-C-E?
L-I-M-E-R-E-N-C-E.
Ah, instead of a, okay. Yeah. Coach, I'll be on it.
You are. All right, new segment.
Let's go.
This is called Police Sketch Artists. All right, we need a description of the perpetrator.
Okay.
I need you to describe Monica McNutt.
Oh, if I had to turn her in, if I had to snitch on her.
Yeah, you snitching on Monica McNutt. What does she look? How tall is she?
Hello.
How tall is she?
I'd like to report a crime. Could you give the description? Is a black female, approximately 6'2", 6'3", approximately 180 pounds, short hair, broad lips.
What color hair?
What color hair?
Short. Blunt brown looking hair, short.
Can you dark brown. Can you get more description on her lips? I need to get more detail on her lips.
They are very good at eating bananas. But the basic description would be black female, 6'2", 6'3", 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Short hair.
With a lean, curvy.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice thighs.
Monica McNutt. All right. Never have I ever segment. Would you talk? Well, would it? Watch it, sucker. In your unanswered voice for yes.
Yeah.
And is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a biatch? For no.
For no.
Never have I ever done more than 120 miles per hour on the motorway. Watch it, sucker.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a...
I did on a motorcycle.
You did?
Yep.
Wow.
Never have I ever been attracted to a cartoon character.
Watch it, sucker.
Roger Rabbit's wife.
Mine was, you know what mine was?
Who?
I'm ashamed to say it, man. Betty Boo.
Betty Boop?
Betty Boo.
Why? Betty Boop, fine. I think Betty Boop used to be in the projects.
Betty Boop,
and
man.
She is a sexual icon.
And she, the way she,
listen, Roger Rabbit's wife can get it. Do you hear me?
Roger,
Mrs. Rogers. She can get it. All right. Never have I ever not changed my underwear for more than 2 days. You scared the ass, ain't you?
I'm trying to figure out why I've never done that.
Let me see. I'm going to say watch a sucker. I ain't going to lie.
Not change my underwear for 2 days. Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke?
I might have to. I don't know. I have to think about that one. Yeah. All right. Never have I ever accidentally set something on fire.
Watch it, sucker. Dude, I lit a, you know, remember the firecracker thing? It's like a rocket.
Watch it, sucker, for me too.
I put it in the ground, mm-hmm. and you light it, and it's supposed to shoot up mm-hmm. in there like a rocket. Mm-hmm. When I lit it, the stand that went in the ground broke. So it went from going like this to like that and shot straight in the garage.
Tragedy.
Blew the garage on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Fire trucks and everything.
Oh, what's your daddy do?
He wasn't even there. It was my aunt. It was my family's. Oh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ooh, boy, yeah. McKinley.
That would have been a beating.
Never have I ever mooned someone. Watch it, sucker.
Never have I ever quietly farted at work. Watch it, sucker. High school segment.
Shout out to all the graduates of the class of 2025.
Man, I've been going down, up and down, you know, by South. Mm-hmm. And you can tell it's
graduation season.
Yeah, and I forget.
Yeah.
You know, caught in that traffic. Mobile engineer, and I'm riding. I'm like, oh, my goodness, bro.
Don't forget to like us or follow us on your favorite podcast platform. And, of course, our website, onandoffduffieldwithada.com.
Listen, Coach, this has been a good one, man. It's been a real, I'm talking about, this has been a good one, y'all. Drop it!
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke?
So I can,
you're talking about Wayne Brady?
Drop it so I can pick it up. It's the Only Off the Field Sports Podcast, and with a purpose, we got the Only Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still of the Nation since 1976.
This is the infamous Yoda Mind.
Yoda.
And we out. Episode number 47.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.